This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
My name is Ken Knight, and I'm a research impact specialist here at the Royal Children's Hospital and the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. And essentially what that means is that I work with researchers and scientists and clinicians and organizations to make sure that child health research findings get to the people who need it most. So that could be parents, policymakers, and all sorts of different professionals. And as you said, I'm also a committee member with Queers in Science. And Queers in Science is an initiative that works to build community and improve support for LGBTQIA+ people working in STEM fields. And so STEM is science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and medicine. And so we started as Melbourne-based, and this year, with the support of the Australian Academy of Science, we're taking Queers in Science national. And really, what we're wanting to do is foster and champion inclusion of queer people in STEM fields. There is a lot of evidence from Australia and internationally that queer people in STEM fields struggle to openly be themselves at work. And we know that one in three have experienced harassment or discrimination based on their sexuality or gender identity. We also know that queer people have lower retention rates. Students drop out more often than their heteronormative peers. We also know that there is poor representation in senior leadership and insufficient workplace policies to support LGBTQIA+ professionals in STEM fields. So there's a lot that we want to do. And so our vision really is to foster and champion that inclusion and that support.
So one of the ways that you're doing that, speaking of, coming up soon is the Queers in Science lecture series and other activities to coincide with the Midsummer Festival.
Exactly.
I know a lot of our listeners are probably excited for Midsummer, yeah. Going to get their party gearing on, whatever the term is. I'm a nerd. So can you tell me about something that I'll be probably doing Midsummer instead of partying? The Queers in Science lecture series.
Yes.
So as I understand it, where there are three lectures.
Yes.
Done by members of Queers in Science.
The people who are affiliated with Queers in Science.
Okay.
So we've got three lectures coming up, which we're holding in partnership with the Royal Society of Victoria. Three fantastic topics and a range of really excellent speakers. And the speakers are all subject matter experts in their field, but they're also LGBTQIA+ researchers as well.
How was it decided what the topics would be?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, these topics are in line with the kind of broader vision of Queers in Science. But we also wanted to make meaningful contributions to informing relevant conversations that are affecting our society. And so it was a bit of a mix of what we know people want and like to hear about, but also things that we wanted to contribute to. So for example, the first lecture in the series, which is on exploding binaries, stars and gender. We know that people love astronomy. Exploding stars is a topic that gets people excited, and understandably, it's a great topic. But we also know that astronomy is a field with very few LGBTQIA+ identifying professionals working within it, particularly compared to other fields. So we really wanted to highlight the research of a non-binary specialist in this field.
So I'm talking to Professor JJ Elbridge from the Faculty of Science and the University of Auckland. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Would you like to introduce yourself to the listener? What is it that you're interested in as a scientist?
I'm really interested in stars and just all the very different types of stars there are and essentially how they make all the different elements that make us. And we can trace that over the history of the universe. And it's kind of really easy to get lost in that. The ones I really like are exploding binary stars because that's where a lot of the stuff we're made of comes from.
Speaking of exploding binaries, you self-identify as non-binary, as far as I understand.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's still something I'm trying to work out because do any of us ever really know ourselves? but yeah, I'm sort of coming along from, I know I don't fit nicely into the male or female boxes. I've tried to. But yeah, I'm somewhere in between and I kind of change how I feel it with time. But yeah, no, it's a difficult thing to work out exactly who I am.
Did you take inspiration from the stars? Did you see them exploding binaries and think to yourself, ooh, I could explode some binaries down here on Earth too?
No, but it's a great analogy that I have used many times already. The interesting thing for me when I was like being a queer person in science, and it's like when I was exposed in the closet and still hiding who I was to some degree, the great thing about astrophysics is it's so complicated, you can kind of get lost in it. And you can kind of just like almost bury yourself and ignore the real world because that's out there and how you fit into it. And so it's actually interesting just trying to work out how the universe works kind of gives you something to keep going for. But what's eventually happened is that when I've got to having the privilege of having a permanent position at the University of Auckland, it's allowed me to have the stability to try and be myself rather than hiding myself, which means I've actually been more productive because I can be myself. I don't have to try and hide myself, and I can actually work that much harder and enjoy my job a lot more.
You're doing a lecture for Queers in Science tomorrow as this is going out. And so tell me about that.
Queers in Science is an Australian-based group of people who are trying to raise the profile of queer people in science, technology, engineering, and maths. And I'm kind of known as a bit of a good speaker, and so I think they just were trying to think of people to try and get to come and speak. And actually, if you look up the lineup, they're all going to be really interesting talks about very different types of science. But it's just good to hear different people who might think a bit differently to you explain science in a different way. And I mean, why do we want more different people, including queers and all the other underrepresented groups in science, is because we need to solve really difficult problems. And if we're all thinking the same way, we're not going to think of new ways of solving those problems. But the idea is, let's raise the profile of queer people in science, let's have these talks. And so it's like, I really like talking and explaining my science. And it was just a chance to come and invited to come over and talk about it. It's just like, why would I say no? But also the chance to maybe raise awareness of what it's like being a trans person. I mean, that's why it's like exploding binary stars, which will be about 30-40 minutes explaining where the different elements come from and from different types of stars and binary stars, and then talking about gender, because we think gender is this binary where it's like male and female, but it's not. It's hideously more complicated. I mean, the great thing is we think the universe is complicated, and it is, and then we look at ourselves and people and humans, and we're just as complicated. And it's just trying to explain some of that difference by using science fiction and maybe a little bit of astrophysical binaries. But it'll be fun and interesting. And hopefully everyone will come away having learned a lot. I know I'm probably going to learn a lot, and I probably will make many mistakes and learn something new as well myself.
So tell me about the Midsummer Carnival story. What is that? What's happening on January 19th?
Yeah, so we will be there at Midsummer. We will have a carnival, so there'll be a whole range of Midsummer aficionados and queer people and queers in science will be there in force. We have a stall. We'll be running a whole range of different fun experiments. So we encourage everyone to come down, have a chat to us, talk about queers in science, talk about being queer, and get involved in our work, learn more about this lecture series and the other events that we have planned throughout the year.
Can you give us a tease as to what one of those experiments is? Do we get to see something explode?
I don't want to let the cat too much out of the bag, but there will be rainbow gradients. We will be extracting DNA from strawberries and a whole range of other exciting things.
Mm. And the Midsummer Pride March, how is Queers in Science involved in that?
We will be marching with a range of different organizations. And so if people would like to get involved in that, we encourage you to contact us via our website.
Mm. Will there be queens in lab coats?
I hope so. I hope so.
All right. For the people listening, where can they book tickets to any of these events?
So they can do that through the Royal Society of Victoria. So if you Google Royal Society of Victoria, our lectures will come up. But also Queers in Science. If you Google Queers in Science, our website should come up and you can book tickets through us there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.